Yeah, you can be genetically
Right.
predisposed, right? And a lot of that's up for debate too, as far as how much of that is actually culture and family and food and things like that. But I mean, ultimately, and there's a lot of debate behind this, but you make your choice daily. You know, how you're going to live. You know, and that's where it's at. And you said at the end of the fork, because basically, whatever you fuel yourself with is what you're going to run on.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing program to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Joshua Dunn, Director of Campus Recreation, stops by Think About It today. Man, you look like you've just come from CrossFit training.
No, it's not the case. I wish it was, but
you're getting more and more in shape over there at Bradshaw Fitness Center, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a, you know, we try to practice what we preach, and no need for hypocrites.
HBU has this
Yes, sir.
Incredible facility off Southwest Freeway called Bradshaw Fitness Center.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and you don't know how cool it is till you walk in it.
Yeah, we used to say, or we still say, it's the best kept secret in Southwest Houston.
Okay, so walk us through the door right now and tell us what we're seeing.
Sure. Overall, the building is about 80,000 square feet, and you have a 28-foot rock wall as you come in through the foyer. You know, of course,
cool.
If you're an HBU member or a member of the Bradshaw or a student, you would just check in at the front. As you go through, there's the rock wall, as we mentioned, 28 foot. To the right, you have fitness studios. In those studios, you have high-intensity interval training, yoga, spinning, ab classes, Pilates floor classes. Then you have an indoor aquatics area with exercise pool, 25-yard lap pool, steam room, sauna. You have a full-length basketball court, indoor walking track, a 1,600-square-foot CrossFit box. A box is like a gym. In addition to that, you have a 10,000 square foot fitness floor, and that fitness floor is like strength and conditioning equipment. You have free weights, machine weights, cardio equipment. So we say it's a one-stop shop because then also on the second floor, we have a Pilates reformer studio. And so a lot of times—
Pilates reformer?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
So a Pilates reformer studio is a little different than the Pilates floor exercises. So you'll see this a lot nowadays, especially with NBA or NFL, MLB, because what it really focuses on is balancing muscular imbalance in the body. Joseph Pilates developed this as a form of rehab for veterans. And so from there, it took off a lot with dancing because it has a lot to do with posture. And so you'll see, you could see, go to internet, Google Kobe Bryant, and I don't know if that's a favorite name around here, but Google him and you'll see him on the Pilates reformer. And so those studio prices around Houston run maybe $300 to $400, but we offer it for about a little under $200 as a member.
Wow.
Yeah, and so same thing with CrossFit. We have a great program there. Our head coach took his second gold medal in Olympic lifting at Texas this year. He's working his way up to nationals. Another one of our CrossFit coaches just got back from a TV show called Broken Skull with Steve Austin. He was selected to go out there to California, and they filmed a couple of days with him. He was a former D1 athlete here. He's a decathlete at the track team. So we have a great staff, not just on that extreme end of fitness, but we also have a great community base. So with that, like our aquatics program we mentioned, we have a lot of aqua exercises as well. I mean, so we pretty much got you covered. Whatever you're looking to do at the Bradshaw Fitness Center, we can do that. So that's kind of our strength.
Now, so if I'm a student at HBU, do I get in or do I pay a fee or what? How do you do it?
Sure. So going back into the check-in process, as long as you're a current, I think part-time and full-time student, you'd use your H card. So you just check in at the front, and that's no cost because those are all included in your general tuition fee.
So I get a total use of the Bradshaw Fitness Center as a student at Houston Baptist University.
Yeah. So yes, you have access to the Bradshaw, but like there's classes like the Pilates Reformer and the CrossFit. Those will have additional fees with that. But what we've done is try to make this available to the student. The more popular class that we offer, or the program rather, is the CrossFit program. And so for students, they can take us up on, I jokingly say, our 2005 pricing. It's $85 a month, which you cannot find that nowadays.
Now, CrossFit is a bit, it's a big deal. I mean, it keeps on growing in popularity, but let's take it back to people who work out by reaching for the potato chip in the bowl. Yeah. What is CrossFit?
So CrossFit is functional movements performed at relatively high intensity, you know, and so we use time frames and component time frame with that. So when we say relative intensity, it's relative to the individual. So what my work capacity is not the same as your work capacity, but we're still given the same amount of allotted time. So for example, if the workout calls for what we call it 150 wall balls, it's essentially a medicine ball. It ranges in weight from 8 pounds to 30 pounds. So the prescribed workout for me, we call it RX, so the prescribed workout for me may be 150 wall balls at 30 pounds, whereas someone just coming off the couch, we may say, look, let's just see if you can actually get into a body weight squat position and stand up with the ball, you know?
Yeah.
And then at that, I'm not gonna give you a 30-pound ball. I may give you an 8-pound ball just to see how it looks. But again, it's tailored to the individual. That's why we say it's relative, you know? So it's performed at high intensity. And again, that's relative because my intensity, your intensity, work capacity, all those factors come into play. And so we wanna keep you moving as safely and efficiently as possible. And so that's kind of like how we tailored our program.
So how big is the building? Because, I mean, you've got the illuminated sign. I know that's the university, but I see mm-hmm. all kinds of things on there. Mm-hmm. And your exposure off Southwest Freeway, I mean, how many thousands and thousands of cars go past you every week? Mm-hmm. It's probably innumerable. Mm-hmm. How big is the facility?
So, we say overall the building's 80,000 square feet, right? Mm-hmm. But we do share that space with the athletic department, kinesiology, and the academy. And so on the bottom floor, which is the space that's predominantly all, quote unquote, the Bradshaw, we kind of mentioned the full-length indoor basketball court as one. And on the second floor, above the basketball court, is that indoor track. It's a 100-meter track. And then outside of that, you had the 10,000 square foot fitness floor. We mentioned like the machine weights, the cardio, and all of that out there. And
how's then the equipment?
Equipment's pretty good. You know, we work. We have a pretty eclectic mix. So we've grown that, and we're continuing to push that as well. So we try to do our best to accommodate the needs of the students as well as the members. And so, again, not trying to just jump on it, but you know, CrossFit's really picked up a lot of popularity. And so maybe some people really don't want to do the CrossFit module. We still offer those tools, and we call those tools like kettlebells or plyometric boxes and things like bumper plates, which are different from conventional plates. Most people are familiar with iron plates or rubber-coated plates, and then all those rubber-coated plates and iron plates come in different sizes. Whereas a bumper plate is a rubber plate, essentially all the same diameter, and that's really more sport specific for Olympic lifting because those type of lifts have become more popular. I've been in the industry professionally since 1999. Prior to that, I was
1999.
Yeah.
You don't look that old, man.
Yeah, I'm pushing 40.
When did you start? When you were 7 years old?
Nah. In 99, I started working as a personal trainer from Louisiana, in Alexandria, Louisiana. And prior to that, I was an obese kid. I was super obese, probably about 12 going on 13. I weighed about 165, 170 pounds.
Oh, come on, Joshua.
Huge, man.
No possible way.
Yeah, and I was like, I am tired of being overweight. To be honest, I was like, I'm tired of this. And
it is tiring to be overweight, isn't it?
And being 12 or 13, and those are some crucial years.
Sure.
So I was picked on, heckled, and all that. And I remember my mom, she was reading the scripture, you know, as a deer panteth after the brook, so do I panteth after thee, O God. And it expressed to me desire, right? Desire. And I looked at my mom and I remember, and it's kind of sappy, but I cried. I was like, Mom, I don't want to be fat anymore. She's like, okay, baby, what are we going to do? I was like, I don't know. And so my mom had a friend at Louisiana College in Pineville, Louisiana, Dr. Spear. She was a kines sure. professor. She says, look, let's do this. This is 1993, okay? So this is like the golden age for a lot of us. So they brought me in, and I kid you not, when they put me on the cardio equipment, which was a Stairmaster, old school Stairmaster, it was like max 2 minutes. They had to pull me off. They checked my heart rate. My blood pressure was
You're
sky
kidding,
high.
You're kidding, Joshua.
No, no. So then they ordered blood work. Come to find out, my total cholesterol surpassed 200 at 12, 13 years of age. So
you have got to be kidding.
No. And so for me, this is not, I was never athletically gifted. I had none of those capacities or giftings. Anything that I've achieved or tried to achieve is because I had to diligently pursue it. And long story short, you just have to make that decision. And I remember my trainer that worked with me, he was a competitive bodybuilder, and he just made it really simple. And straightforward, especially in the 90s. He was just like, there are a couple rules, man, if I'm going to work with you. It was like a contingency contract, right? He was serious. I mean, his traps were in his ears. He was serious, right? And he was like, here's the deal. You're going to come in here, and you're going to give me 100%. If you don't, I don't want to work with you, and we're done. And the other thing is, don't eat crap, you know? And so, and I was like, oh, I was like this like 13-year-old kid, just tubbo, and he was just jack dude. And he was just like saying, yeah. And he said, let me just define it for you. If it's sugary, if it's fried, if it's a soda, if it's a sweet, don't eat it. And he says, I tell you this, you come in here 3 days a week, we'll go 30, 45 minutes, we'll build you up, pull you off, whatever you have to do to make it happen for you. But you give me everything, and I promise you, by the end of the summer, you'll be totally different.
And how old were you?
I was 13. 12, wow. 13. That was in June of 93. And within a month, I had dropped like 15 to 20 pounds.
Yep.
I changed my diet. And then I just kept up with it. And then he helped me transition. Because I was in that university setting, right? That gym, that Kinesis, a very safe space, yep, so to speak. And had Penn Select equipment, nothing, no free weights. And so he actually went with me for my first couple of weeks, went to like an old school iron gym, and he helped me transition and learn that equipment. And from there, I just loved it. That's what I did after school. I would go high school, go to the gym, work out, and that's it. And that's how it's been. And I come from a family, a lot of chronic disease, heart disease. I never met my grandfather. He died at 55, heart attack.
Oh, you're kidding.
Grandmother died of heart attack. Uncle was 500 plus pounds, diabetic, neuropathy, lost vision. So this was very real to me.
And yeah, we need to interject here. That,
sure.
That most dietitians and medical people will say 60 to 70% of health problems are what's on the end of the fork.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That diet does play, outside of genetic profile,
yes,
a humongous predictor about bad health.
I would have to agree with that completely. Because, yeah, you can be genetically predisposed.
Right.
Right? And a lot of that's up for debate, too, as far as how much of that is actually culture and family and food and things like that. But, I mean, ultimately, and there's a lot of debate behind this, but you make your choice daily, you know, how you're going to live,
mm-hmm,
you know? And that's where it's at. And you said at the end of the fork, because basically whatever you fuel yourself with is what you're going to run on.
Right.
You know, and it's not starving yourself. That's a totally misconception.
No. Right.
You know, you want to eat to perform. If people can ever get over that thing about, I need to lose weight, you're missing the boat. It's not about weight loss. It's about life. It's about performance. It's about it's about relationships. And there's a lot of parallels between that and your walk with God. You know, it's about the relationship. It's not so much the letter of the law as much as it's conveying that love and coming back into it and seeing that's what's important. You know, even as C.S. Lewis was writing the Screwtape Letters, you know, we had this misconception of what gluttony is. And I love that conversation between those two guys, those two spirits. You know, if we can get them, if we can get them to have these divisive relationships as a result of this food, and that's what it is. I mean, because think about it fundamentally. I mean, I'm going to go a little bit on a stretch. Just follow me for a second. You know, a lot of problems that you have within a marriage, you know, infidelity.
Yeah.
Right? You're spending time with someone else. You're separating your love. You're making a choice to leave.
Right.
So what's different between eating bad and doing that? You eat, not just eating bad, but living a lifestyle beyond just eating, sleep deprivation as well, consuming things that aren't healthy for you. Because you know what you're going to do? Ultimately, you're ending that relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your mother, with your father. You're choosing to leave.
Right. You know, my doctoral thesis was on the casualty rate of clergy, and one of the chapters was on the physiology of clerics, mm-hmm, preachers, ministers. And they are among, of all the vocations, they are one of the most unhealthy, male and female, most unhealthy vocations. It's sedentary. They're studying all the time.
Yes.
And, you know, and everything that goes along with Christianity and fellowship is food.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and through the years, I spoke all over the world, and I'd have people bring me enough food to kill me five times.
Yeah.
And my wife and I, we never said anything publicly, and maybe I shouldn't now, but, you know, I would go in the room, take the plate of brownies, and throw it in the trash can.
Yeah.
Take the plate of cookies, throw it in the trash can. And every single time we threw the stuff away because we knew we couldn't eat it.
Right.
But I want you to talk right now to colleagues of ours who are not walking,
sure.
They're not running, they're not watching their diet, they're wondering why their pants are tight and getting tighter, mm-hmm. and they're getting an exercise or two. Mm-hmm. I mean, this thing of exercise is huge. Now, mm-hmm. for me, it's a tremendous stress reliever.
Yes.
When I build a house, I build a room in it with a treadmill and an elliptical. Mm-hmm. And I run 3 miles, try to every other day,
great,
and then
great.
Work out as well. But I do it because I can't sleep well if I don't.
Right.
You know, I'm a type A. I want to think all the time and
yeah.
never. But talk to our colleagues and then prospective students, just everybody who are not, they have this myth in their mind that there's some better doctor for them than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know when you're starting to perform poorly, mm-hmm. a person does.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly when you don't have any energy.
Yeah.
You go home at 5 o'clock and you want to stay on the couch the rest of the night. That's mm-hmm. not the way the body's supposed to be.
Right.
Talk about it.
Yeah, so we'll pick up right there. It's like the design of the body. You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
That's right.
I mean, you have the most amazing capacity. I spent some time in Southeast Asia on these islands. And I would watch in East Borneo Islands and in a place called Kudat, right on the tip. And I watched these guys, they could swim extremely deep to clear their fishing, their catch, right?
Right.
They could climb the coconut trees,
right.
take the coconuts down and bring them on down. They would go into like, we call like a full squat, not just like to a chair, but literally their hamstrings are sitting on their calves. And they could sit like that hours on uh-huh. hours. So what is that? Why are they so different from us? Well, it's not that they are different from us, it's the lifestyle is different. You are designed to where your body could, in optimal performance-wise, can keep going. We're not talking about NFL, sport performance.
Right.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about living, right?
Right.
So you are designed. Your muscle technically doesn't age. Only your ligaments and tendons age.
Mm.
So, and you can actually increase muscle strength and even mass even into your 70s. So it's not just for young people.
Jack LaLanne.
Exactly. That guy was amazing. So when we're talking about this, I think there's and when we're talking about really not essentially motivating, but it's really a narrative of convincing someone to invest in themselves.
Yes.
To really.
Exactly.
To love yourself.
That's right.
Because, and I've kind of went across this in my life, it's like, it's not this place of self-worship. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about narcissism. I'm talking about the maintenance. If you don't change the oil in your car, it's not going to run. You have to maintain that vehicle, right? And this is what's also kind of like mind-numbing to me is that look at yourself, right? You've invested, you have PhDs, you lead people, you have all these skills and all these relationships. And if you fail to invest in yourself, then you've just taken all that off the table for other people as well. You've just kind of like stepped out of their lives, because you will eventually end, you know, in death. We're all going to die, right? We know that. But it's about what are we doing in that life?
Exactly. I mean,
then.
There are 6 reality television shows filmed in Houston. And of course, one of the most popular, the doctor now has 2 of them,
mm-hmm.
is the 600 pound person.
Yeah.
And, you know, people who get to 600 pounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course he, you know, is very frank and et cetera, kind of like the first trainer you had. But there has to be a time of exercise, you know, and I view it as the Bible tells us that we're the temple of God. Well, mm-hmm. we think that means, you know, don't pollute your body with drugs and
sure.
all the other. Yeah, it includes that. But
yeah.
the temple of God can't be receptive in prayer. You can't accomplish a lot if you're not physically maintaining yourself, correct?
Correct.
Now, Bradshaw Fitness, you can be a member if you're not a student, if you live in Houston?
That is absolutely correct. We are open to the public. We have a community membership base. Actually, just for a little stat, this past February, we've had over 11,000 visits. 11,000 visits through our door. Yeah, 60% of that came from our community. Our community meaning non-HBU staff, students, faculty, And so, like, when we're talking about what, how can we really
now,
reach?
If yeah. I'm a faculty member, do I have to pay a fee to use Bradshaw?
Yes,
faculty?
There's a fee, but it's $20
yeah,
a month. There's no contract.
Less than a cheeseburger and French fries and a malt.
Right. It's probably going to Starbucks once.
You right. know what I mean?
So, yeah. So it's available to you, and a lot of those. So you don't. Maybe you want to do your own thing, work out on your own. That's fine. You can do that. Maybe you want to be in a group.
What if
fine.
I wanted a trainer?
Yeah, we actually have trainers that are out there for you, and their rates vary. But what you really need to do is kind of read their bio cards. We have bio cards.
And these are your approved trainers?
Right. So they're all vetted through the HPU system. They are contract trainers. They have backgrounds in kinesiology, exercise physiology, post-certifications, like with the National Strength and Conditioning Association for certified strength and conditioning specialists. So there's all these other little acronyms that go with them. You know, to keep them up to date. With
and you're the director of the entire thing. How long have you been there?
So I transitioned over in January 7th of 2012 when HBU acquired the Memorial Hermann Wellness Center. That was
so. Were you with Memorial Hermann?
Yes, I came over. I was with Memorial Hermann from 2008 to 2012, and I was a wellness coordinator with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so I came over with.
So you've got quite an impressive resume, Joshua.
You know, it's just you kind of follow your passions and you follow your interests, and you're not really trying to chase letters or acronyms, but you know, you just really want to serve people.
Now, before we finish, we've got to get on these people that are drinking all these soft drinks.
Okay.
And this sugar content.
Sure.
I mean, the sugar content people are consuming is off the charts.
Right.
Talk about that for a minute.
So yeah, there's a lot of great studies right now. There's even a pediatric endocrinologist out on UCLA, and he talks about this, and it's called Sugar, the Bitter Truth. And this is a short podcast, and there's others out there as well, but it's the consumption of sugar. I mean, even the American Heart Association recently has kind of retracted some of their statements about the total food, I mean, the food, excuse me, cholesterol in food, it has an effect with serum cholesterol. They found that that's not necessarily true. They're saying actually they're looking more at the impact of sugar.
Absolutely.
You know, so sugar is not something that's sort of naturally occurring. You have fructose, right, and you have glucose, right? And so this sugar sensitivity is really what can really determine your increase in inflammation in the body as well. And so your glycemic index, when there's a high glycemic index, so you go through Burger King or whatever, who I don't care, whatever.
And these fast food restaurants, forgive me, but they are absolutely awful.
Right.
I mean, really, this deep fried stuff is just like eating poison.
Yeah. If you, and you're and talking about like a soda, for example, the soda is the perfect drink for consumption. Why? Look at the main stuff that's in it. You have enough sodium that's like 12 ounces, like a slice of pizza. But to cover that up, you have to have sugar. Right?
Sure.
And then what's also interesting is that it has caffeine, which is a diuretic.
Yeah.
So you are constantly wanting to drink soda. It's like you can never, this satiety switch never clicks off.
And well, so, Coca-Cola didn't sell as many Cokes not knowing what they're doing, right?
Yeah.
It's an just like many of the franchise restaurants. I mean, this has been proven in several books that have been published, but they know exactly how much fat to put in the food to keep you coming. And, you know, and they do exactly that.
Yeah, it's...
And let's also add this.
Yeah.
When you're married, you're making a contribution to your marriage, taking care of yourself, right?
Absolutely.
Your love to your wife and from your wife is better when you're both in shape, right?
Absolutely.
And I want to say this, and I say this with great dignity, but when a couple stop being conjugal, or they lose the expressive of their physical relationship, it can often be traced back to when they stop taking care of themselves physically.
Yes, I would have to think that's true. I mean, because here's the deal. A lot of this industry, the fitness industry, is built on a lot of that. The need to feel wanted or desired. So that's why we say, you know, when you're making these choices or healthy lifestyle choices, just be cognitive of that. You know, be aware that this industry doesn't always have the best intentions for you as a consumer, you know.
That's right.
And so make sure you're getting like really good informed decisions, whatever diet program or training program you go with.
We've been talking to Joshua Dunn, the director of Campus Recreation, the dynamic Bradshaw Fitness Center on the campus of Houston Baptist University. And everybody needs to get in and outside those doors, working the body. Joshua, how do we get a hold of you? What's your email?
Sure. My email is jdunn, that's J-D-U-N-N, at hbu.edu.
And how do we look at the site? Do we access Bradshaw Fitness through hbu.edu?
You can actually, we have hbufit.org.
HBUFIT, F-I-T.org.
Yes, and if they're interested in CrossFit, it's CrossFitAltus.com.
CrossFitAltus, how do you spell that?
A-L-T-U-S.
CrossFitAltus, A-L-T-U-S.org.
Com for that one.
Oh, dot com.
Yeah.
Joshua, glad to have you, and we look forward to talking again.
Absolutely.
Keep on exercising, man.
Yeah.
Lead them on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
At HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.